Let's call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is now 1:44 p.m. on Monday, February 20th. Before we begin, I would like to thank Christy Blair, the House Judiciary Secretary, first of all for her patience as we made it through a long and drawn-out court system budget subcommittee meeting, and also from our aide from the Juneau LIO who are making sure we have sound in a transcript of our committee meetings. At this time, as always, I want to remind members and others in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today are Representative Kopp, Representative Reinbold, my Vice Chair, Representative Fansler, and myself, Representative Klayman. We do have a quorum for doing business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 106, Civil Legal Services Fund, sponsored by Representative Fansler. This is the second hearing on the bill. I'll remind members that it is our intent to move House Bill 106 out of committee today. Additionally, we have been provided with a second fiscal note, which members should have in front of them. Before we continue with our discussion, I want to make sure that anyone in the room or online who would like to testify has the opportunity to do so. Is there anyone in the room or online who wishes to testify? And I see no one on that. We have some people for questions, but I see no one. No new person. I don't see anyone in the room wishing to testify. So since we had the public hearing open before, I will not reopen it because there's no one here that wants to testify publicly. Is there any further discussion, any further questions for the bill sponsor? I know Representative Fansler, we don't have you at the front of the room, but we'll actually engage in slight informality and let you stay in your seat and answer any questions that members of the committee may have. Hearing and seeing no questions, is there any further discussion from the committee regarding House Bill 106? Hearing and seeing none, Representative Fansler, do you have any final comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to summarize, perhaps, would be a good idea here so that everybody is reminded where we are with this. House Bill 106 is merely a mechanism that sets forth a way that the legislature can use some of the bills or some of the funds that are coming in for court fees to be designated towards the Alaska Legal Services Corporation, and to stress a couple of major points that I think are very important. This in no way forces future legislatures to appropriate these funds. This bill would merely provide the mechanism. Every year the legislature would be at their discretion, and they can appropriate anywhere from 0%, meaning obviously $0, all the way up to 25%, and they have a wide latitude of space to choose from in between there. A reminder that Alaska Legal Services is a program that's set up to provide much-needed civil representation for all Alaskans that are qualifying, and that is the Alaskans with the greatest need. This is in no way a bill that's meant to have any kind of controversy around it. Really, the programs that are being provided for from here are programs that are by and large benefiting elders, benefiting veterans, benefiting our children, and really benefiting those who need this the most. When you're looking at this, a reminder that it does not let any funding go to criminal cases, abortion-related litigation of any kind, representation of undocumented immigrants, except where human trafficking is involved, class actions, representation of prisoners, representation of those evicted from public housing due to illegal drug use, redistricting activities, or cases where a private attorney would take the case on a contingency fee basis, meaning no tort liability. As I would once again point out, we have numerous offices around the state helping out our low-income Alaskans, and that ranges from everywhere, from Anchorage to Bethel, to the Mat-Su, to Kenai, to Nome. These are services that are invaluable to our people. And we very much, I think, applaud the work that Alaska Legal Services has done. They are a group that does a lot with a little. As a former, current, I guess, person that does pro bono work with ALS, I'm very, very big honored to do that. And the more people we can help with this program, the better. So thank you.
Any other comment from the committee? Representative Reinbold, you look like you're on the verge of a comment.
Just a quick question. So both of you all do pro bono work for them?
What's that?
Is that correct? Both of you do pro bono work for this organization?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize he did, too.
So I didn't either until he just told us.
Yeah, okay. I was just a little surprised. Thank you.
Seeing no other comments, do we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do. I move House Bill 106, version 30-LS0397/A from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing no objection, the bill passes out of committee. Please stick around after we adjourn to fill out the required paperwork, and that will complete our hearing on House Bill 106. We will then adjourn for the day. A reminder that our next meeting will be Wednesday, February 22nd, hopefully at 1:30. We have the Court Systems Budget Subcommittee hearing just before then, so based on today, we might be running a little late, but our hope is to be starting at 1:30 Wednesday. We will be holding on Wednesday a confirmation hearing to review the qualifications of the governor's appointee to Attorney General and recommending that the name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. We will also be hearing House Bill 104, Repeal Collection of Civil Litigation Information, which I hope to move on Wednesday, as well as House Bill 69, Repeal Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, which we will be not be trying to move on Wednesday. And with that, we will stand adjourned now at 3:50 p.m. Again, please stay after to sign the form.